This week, the Philadelphia Orchestra wraps up its subscription season with a special tribute to Wolfgang Sawallisch, who died earlier this year. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, the orchestra's beloved former music director forged strong bonds with the musicians he led.
Sawallisch ascended to the ranks of the world's top conductors without embracing the celebrity and glamour that often goes with such a climb. Offstage, his typical attire was a vested suit. His manner was reserved, yet warm, says cellist Gloria DePasquale and violinist Jonathan Beeler.
Offstage, he was a very kind, caring, and gentle soul, full of introspective insights to all different types of music and composers.
It was all about the music with him, no ego at all.
Sawallisch was indeed a musician's musician, says cellist Kathy Reed.
He was completely dedicated to the music and giving 100% every concert. It never felt dictatorial. He was always a very collaborative individual, and one of the things he would always say is, "Ladies and gentlemen, help me please."
Sometimes Sawallisch stepped off the podium to play chamber music. Violinist David Booth.
The guy was not a fine pianist, he was a great pianist. I mean, it was just astonishing.
He famously used this talent, sitting in for the orchestra on the night of an ice storm, accompanying singers and playing the orchestra's part of an all-Wagner program. He eschewed late-night parties after concerts, although he graciously appeared at events and receptions to support his orchestra, as he embraced Philadelphia as his American home.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.